Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Betty White's birthday. She would have been 100 years old, and many people are taking the opportunity today to honor her memory and her love for animals and contributing to rescue organizations. Joining us now is Azure Davis, the founder of Rough Start Rescue. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. And so tell me, have you already seen a response to this challenge at Rough Start Rescue?
We have, actually. That next day after the holidays, I think it was on Monday, we had someone that came into our office and brought in a $100 check and said they wanted to make a donation in Betty White's memory and in her honor.
That's so wonderful.
Right away.
It's so wonderful to hear. What do you think this kind of a day could mean for an organization like Rough Start Rescue? Already donations coming in. Does Betty White's name just bring an opportunity to highlight the work that you do?
It does, absolutely. And I think she was just such a big animal welfare advocate, and there's so many people that have and feel they have this connection with her. So, you know, for her birthday, what we're hoping is hopefully this isn't just a one-time thing this year. You know, every year, maybe in memory of Betty White's birthday, people have already said they're going to make that a thing and donate on her birthday instead of maybe a different day that they would have donated. But also just to create lifelong donors and have those relationships, having people choose any type of rescue or shelter that they want to donate to. And then, you know, really reaching out when they reach out to Rough Start, we hope to retain them as a donor, you know, and fill them in more on what we do and our mission.
How do you use the money that people contribute? And I know different rescue organizations work with a different process. How does Rough Start Rescue work when they bring in an animal?
Yeah, the biggest thing for us that we always are needing donations for would be our veterinary expenses. That's by far our biggest expense that we have with animals. And, you know, we take in dogs, cats, and then also some critters into the rescue. And every animal before they get adopted, we're all foster-based. So just to give you an idea, there's around 500 foster homes throughout central Minnesota that have animals in their homes right now. And Rough Start makes sure that they're all fully vetted, they're healthy before they get adopted. And so we pay for all of that. And, you know, a lot of times the adoption fee will hopefully help offset some of those basic veterinary costs, but there are always situations where we see animals coming to the rescue that, you know, they might have worms, they might have an injury. There's situations we're asked about every single day, and these donations they definitely help us be able to say yes and be able to take on some of those harder cases.
It's 8:22. I'm Vanita Sakhar. We're talking with Azure Davis, the founder of Rough Start Rescue, about the Betty White Challenge. I know a lot of people adopted animals through the COVID lockdowns, and you hear these stories from around the country of people turning them back in now that they have to go back to work. Are you seeing any sort of influx of animals who are coming back to rescue?
We actually are not. We were very worried about that because there was so many people in 2020 that had adopted. The numbers were skyrocket. And so we did a lot of training, provided a lot of resources for those adopters. I think a lot of rescues and humane societies did the same. So we actually have not seen that. We were very worried about that. But no, we have not seen people returning what we're calling the pandemic pets.
Are there certain type of pets that you're seeing more of now?
You know, I would say the thing we're seeing more right now, just definitely we don't have enough foster homes for cats. There's a lot of cats that are outside and they're cold. And so that's hard. We're getting requests and people want to, you know, have us help with a stray cat, a friendly cat, whatever it might be. And, you know, it's hard to see them because they're outside freezing and we just don't have enough foster homes for them. And with dogs too, we always need more fosters. But I would say come springtime here, it's more puppy kitten season. Right now in the animal rescue world, it's kind of the lull. And that comes across the board with donations, puppy and kitten season. It's just kind of a slower time.
Do the smaller donations really make a difference? Because in this Betty White Challenge, they're talking about $5 to a local rescue organization. What would it mean for Rough Start Rescue? Because I think sometimes people feel like, oh, that's not enough money.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we don't ever want anyone to feel discouraged because actually, our donor database, just everyone that has donated, 91% of our donors have donated $100 or less. And over, I think, 52% donate $25 or less. So if that gives you an idea, that's kind of our donor database. We don't get states. We don't get federal funding. $5 goes a long ways. We can get leashes, collars. It helps with food. We can get a vaccine for the dog, the cat. The $5 definitely goes, especially when a lot of people are donating the $5, it adds up for sure.
Those little donations can definitely add up. I think a lot of us take pride here in Minnesota is how people respond to going to rescue organizations and being a foster, taking a foster in and that type of thing. Are you seeing an influx of pets from around the country with some of the weather situations we've been seeing around the country and disasters? Are they coming into Minnesota?
You know, right at this moment, not currently, but yes, that is always a thing. Anytime there is any type of disaster, any type of hurricane, tornadoes, you know, the big tornadoes that went through Kentucky, there's a lot of rescues that teamed up and maybe took 5 dogs here or 10 dogs here. And one thing to know is a lot of rescues, which this is great, they don't take those animals that are displaced from those disasters. They take the animals that are sitting in shelters currently, their stray hold is up, and they make room for those animals that are displaced by that disaster. So hopefully their families can have time to find them.
What's the best way for someone to volunteer besides contributing to your organization, Rough Start Rescue? What's the best way for them to volunteer, and especially someone who's new to it? I think if some people are very wary, I don't have the experience, what can they do to help your organization?
Yeah, there's multiple ways. I mean, even if somebody, you know, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities on our website, which is roughstartrescue.org, R-U-F-F. We have a whole list of volunteer opportunities. There's remote, there's on-site. We don't have a shelter-type setting because we are foster-based, but we do have an office out of Princeton. We're always looking for help there with certain things if someone wants to do more hands-on. Fostering, if anyone's interested in fostering, we walk you through the process. We do training. We pay for everything. A lot of people think they work 8 hours, so they can't foster. And we always tell people, so many people work 8 hours, and so are the adopters that you're probably going to adopt the animal to, so it's okay if you work the 8 hours. Even just simple things, like if you have social media, you can share our posts on Rough Start Rescue from Facebook or Instagram. You can sign up for our newsletter. So just helping spread the word is always a huge thing, and that's actually our biggest way that we find adopters and fosters, it's word of mouth.
We want to hear from people who have fostered an animal before or contributed or been a part of one of these organizations and why you would encourage others to do the same. Please text us 651-461-9226. Azure, can you just tell us that moment, what it's like when a dog or cat gets placed into a home? What's that like for you, that satisfaction?
It's hard to even explain because you think, you know, right now we rescue around 3,400 animals a year with Rough Start. And so sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, we're just saving animals left and right. But really, when you kind of take a step back, it's like how there are so many people, like you mentioned, in Minnesota that are stepping up to help these animals and adopting them and fostering. It's just an overwhelming experience of joy. And I think everyone just, it makes you feel so good. You're making a difference. And it's not just one animal here and there. You really are contributing to making a huge difference with overpopulation and giving that animal a second chance at life.
Azure Davis, founder of Rough Start Rescue, thank you so much for everything you and your organization and your volunteers do for pets that don't have a home right now. And we would love to hear from those of you who have been a foster parent or adopted an animal through a rescue organization. Please text us 651-461-9226 and tell us why you encourage others to do the same. Good luck to you on this Betty Challenge Day, Betty White Challenge Day, and it's roughstartrescue.org, right?
Yes. Yep. And then you can find us on Facebook as well.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work. We'll be back with weather and traffic.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.